trout fishing in America. Oh, that's not the name of the show. We don't teach you how to trout fish here in America. That's the name of the group that's coming in. Oh, they're wonderful. For those of you who've been listening to the CDs and who've been listening to them appear on the show in the past, always have a fun song for us, Trout Fishing. And Marie, Alice McGill. Harry's going to be in, goofing around a little bit. I think we might try to fit in a strange fact segment. But we're going to start with Tom Chapin. Oh, this is Knock on Wood, man. Yeah, of course. And my name is Steve Charney. Okay, here's Tom Chapin. This is from his CD, Around the World and Back Again, put out on Sony. Gives a little introduction. They actually send you two discs. One disc is the songs, and another disc is him describing some of the songs and how he wrote them. That was quite clever, quite interesting. So we'll play both of those.
I love elephants. Elephants are one of my favorite animals. I go to the zoo or I go to the circus, and I'm just, from when I was a tiny little kid until now, I still am fascinated by these wonderful animals. And I found that in reading about them, that they're in trouble. You know, they're an endangered species. And the reason is, the biggest reason, well, there's two reasons, but one is just that the land that they live on, they need a lot of land because they eat a lot, is being farmed. They live in Africa, they live in the Orient and Thailand and in India, and more people are farming the land. So there's less and less land for elephants. The other reason, of course, is the poaching, but that's another story. So this song is a song that Michael Mark and I wrote, and it's about an elephant boy and an elephant girl and how they keep getting in trouble because they want to eat the things that lie behind the farmer's fence. This is called In an Elephant World. An elephant boy and an elephant girl, growing up gray in an elephant world. Elephant child sure is cute, walking around in an elephant suit.
Bunch of lunch, bunch of lunch, bunch, bunch of lunch, lunch, bunch of lunch, bunch of lunch, 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 lunch.
When the elephants munch, they're quite intense. They like the grasses and the grains and the leaves and the trees and the melons and the apples, and they're pulling up and knocking down the farmer's fence.
Don't go into the farmer's field.
Don't go into the farmer's field.
Don't go into the farmer's field. He catch you there, he shall keep out.
An elephant's day is a swing and a sway, and I roll in the dust to keep the flies away.
Elephant secrets they keep in a trunk, next to a whole bunch of elephant junk.
The elephant's trunk is for self-defense, and for eating, and for drinking, and for washing, and for scratching, and for waving, and for spanking, and for pulling up and knocking down the farmer's fence.
Field.
He catch you there, he shall keep out.
Elephant child sure is cute, walking around in an elephant suit.
Elephant girl and an elephant boy are a papa and a mama elephant's joy.
Trout fishing in America. Yeah, right here on Knock on Wood. Can you believe it? Hey, is this a great station or what? We bring you all kinds of wonderful groups. Keith and Ezra.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing cool. Well, now I'm doing good because you guys are here.
This is Keith.
And this is Ezra.
Yes.
I'm on the right side of your radio.
Right, the tall one.
He's sitting down, though. I am standing up.
Yeah. You look like you're the same height. You look. Now, Ezra, how tall are you?
I'm 5 feet 21 inches tall. And if you don't have a calculator in your hands, that is 6 feet 9 inches tall. Essentially the same size as Larry Bird.
Is that really true? You really are 6 feet nine.
Absolutely. And, yeah. You know, if you remember, ever watched Larry Bird play basketball, you noticed that he was not even close to the tallest guy on the court.
No. 6'9 is pretty short for a basketball player.
You know, Ezra majored in basketball in college. He went to college for 1 year and studied basketball.
Really?
And when I met him, he was making baskets, actually.
Oh, I was not.
He was. It was great for
I did
baskets.
Make baskets, in fact. I did. You're right.
He took a basket weaving course. It was really, really good. All the basketball players take those kind of courses.
Yeah. You are such a doofus. No, I didn't take basket weaving in college. It's something I just naturally acquired. I think it comes in the genes. You get over 6 feet tall, you know how to weave baskets.
Either of that.
Okay. Well, anyway, these guys not only are goofballs, but they also play wonderful instruments. Keith plays the bass, and Ezra plays the gitter. Mm-hmm. And you both sing, and you write funny songs, and you do other songs that are funny, and you screw them all up, just the way we do, just the way Harry and I do.
It's the only way to be.
Yeah. Oh, we love being that way right here on the show. In fact, look how goofy we are. It's a Steve sitting here make changing voices. Is that nutty or what?
All right, cool down. Calm down. Down, boy, down.
Down, down.
Down. Tell us about the song you're going to do now. Harry's going to help, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
Okay, it's a polka.
Harry, you don't look too excited. You look actually kind of nonplussed.
Look at that wooden stare.
Oh, God. Yuck.
Anyway, it's not just any polka. It's a nursery rhyme polka, see? Now, here's how it's going to work. I'm going to sing a nursery rhyme. Then Ezra's going to sing a nursery rhyme. Then we're going to take requests from Steve and Harry. And we're going to do their favorite nursery rhymes. And we're going to mess them all up.
Good.
Okay, here we go. Georgie, Borgie, Puddin' and Pie kissed the girls and made them cry. When the boys came out to play, they threw him out the window, the window, the window. They threw it out the window. When the boys came out to play, they threw it out the window. Okay, Ezra, your turn.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All things horses and all things men.
They threw him out the window, the window, the window. They threw him out the window.
All things horses and all things men.
They threw him out the window.
All right, Harry, now it's your turn. Make a request for a nursery rhyme. Any nursery rhyme.
Anyone. Okay, I got one. Peter Piper.
Peter Piper picked a pick of pickled peppers. If Peter Piper picked a pick of pickled peppers, how many pickled peppers did Peter Piper pick?
Throw him out the window, the window, the window. Throw him out the window.
If Peter Piper picked a pick of pickled peppers, how many pickled peppers did throw him out the window? Perfect.
Well, that's a hard one.
Boy, Ed, you really did.
Okay, wait. I got one.
Give me an easier one, Steve.
All right. Wait. Okay. Old Mother Hubbard.
Old Mother Hubbard, she went to the cupboard to get her poor doggy a bone. But when she bent over, the doggy took over.
He threw her out the window, the window, the window. He threw her out the window.
But when she bent over, the doggy took over and threw her out the window.
Okay, wait. Give me another chance here, okay? Mary had a little lamb.
Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb. She threw it out the window, the window, the window. She threw it out the window. Mary had a little lamb. She threw it out the window.
Keith.
What?
I'm a little depressed and kind of hurt, actually, today.
Why?
Well, I've not seen one request for Little Bunny Foo Foo, and it makes me a little hurt and kind of depressed.
Well, maybe Steve and Harry and everybody at home don't know how to request Little Bunny Foo Foo. They don't know that they're supposed to put their Little Bunny Foo Foo ears up in the air and shake them around like this.
There's some of you kids out there, you're not putting your fingers up in the air.
We can see you through the radio. You know it's true.
I know.
Put your Little Bunny Foo Foo ears up.
Here they are.
Here it comes, it's happening.
Okay. Little Bunny Foo Foo.
Little Bunny Foo Foo hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice and throwing them out the window. The window, the window. Throwing them out the window. Scooping up the field mice, throwing them out the window. It's story time.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could.
Throw him out the window, the window, the window. Throw him out the window.
You're everything a big bad wolf could.
Throw him out the window.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
moms, dads, brothers, cousins, sisters, uncles, nephews, nieces, and everybody out there wearing white tube socks with pride today.
We're going to attempt something incredibly difficult. We're going to sing two nursery rhymes at the same time, a cappella, forcing you to use both halves of your brain at the same time, a cappella. Ezra, what is a cappella?
Thought she'd never ask. It's a small town in northern Italy where they play no musical instruments. They sit around all day long, singing unaccompanied and watching Clint Eastwood movies.
Two of those words were true. Anyway, I'm going to be singing Rub-A-Dub-Dub, Three Men in a Tub. My partner Ezra will be singing
Stairway to Heaven, an extremely popular and financially lucrative nursery rhyme from the 1970s.
Okay, so count it off.
One.
What do you mean, one? What comes next? Harry, tell him what comes next.
One and a half.
No, not that. Come on, two.
Two, I knew it.
Yeah, everybody knows what comes next, but this is my part of the song, and it's what I call dramatic pause. One, two, three. There's a lady who shows all the glitter just gold, and she's buying a stairway.
Throw him out the window, the window, the window. Throw him out the window. She's buying a stairway. Throw him out the window.
Wow.
Oh, that is great. Oh, that's so nice. And it's so nice that you have that recorded. So it's like anybody who wants to hear that, they could take out and buy the CD and they could listen to it as much as they want.
That's right. That's on Big Trouble.
Yeah, and I think you guys are in big trouble for doing that. We are serious artists doing serious work.
We're in serious trouble.
Trout Fishing in America, if you did not get the name of that group. Ezra and Keith, the big guy, the short guy, and they come together and they make beautiful, goofy songs.
Been music. Playing music together for 20 years now.
20 years.
20
wow.
Years.
So you started when you were, what, like
five,
6 years old? Yeah.
Ooh. Thank you.
Yeah. We're actually long-term relationship kind of guys. We also have a long-term relationship with a truck. It's a red Ford pickup truck, and his name is Robert since he is a red Ford.
Like Robert Redford. Get it?
Ooh.
And we've got 494,000 miles on Robert Redford as of this minute.
Incredible. Incredible. And it's still trucking.
Yes,
still, you've been driving that thing since the wild 60s, since you went to Woodstock.
Yeah, right. We hope it starts.
Otherwise, you're going to be here. You think you're going to sleep on the floor? Okay. Thanks so much. Trout Fishing in America joining us here on Knock on Wood. They have CDs. If you want to buy their CDs, or maybe you want them to schlep out here from Arkansas or Texas, they'll probably do a show for you, right? If they come up with the right amount of money.
Absolutely. And it doesn't take all that much, just a couple, $3,000 or $4,000. It's no real major expense. Pocket change to most
of us.
Same million.
Hey, I think it's a bargain for you guys. It's a bargain. Thanks so much, as long as you let me open for you. For
okay.
Absolutely.
Good. Trout Fishing in America, thanks so much for being on the show.
Minds of little children, they go round and round and round, hearing giant footsteps when I never hear a sound. I just hear, hey daddy, there's a dragon in the driveway, mama, there's a grizzly on the lawn, you better come quick, 'cause there's a hippo and it's going down the drain. Oh no, he's gone. Well, you never know if they really saw all the things they'd have you believe. But if there's dragons in this neighborhood, then we're gonna leave. Hearing, hey daddy, there's a dragon in the driveway, mama, there's a grizzly. You better come quick, 'cause there's a hippo in the bathtub, and he's going.
Anne Murray. It's a sweet album, actually. It's an old album. There's a Hippo in My Tub is the name of that album. And
Anne Murray was a huge country singer for many years. Without that kid. That's on an LP, so I don't even know if they ever reissued that on a CD. That's the great thing about being a record collector. You get all this music that other people don't get.
Trout Fishing in America have packed up. Harry's still here with me. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney.
Yeah, Steve.
I bet you're tired of him from singing with them.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm really tired of.
Well, what are you really tired of?
People telling me what to do.
Don't listen to them.
Aha! See? You just told me what to do. That's so annoying.
All right, I'm sorry. Then do listen to them.
Telling me again what to do. What business is it of yours to tell me to listen or not to listen? Stop ordering me around.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just relax.
There! You're doing it again! Stop telling me what to do!
Okay. Forget it.
Stop it! Maybe I don't want to forget it. But whether I do or don't, it's not your place to tell me. No ordering me to forget it.
Maybe I won't say anything.
People come up to me and they say, have a nice day. Don't tell me what to do, buddy. I'm following a recipe in a cookbook. Boil the water. Use 2 teaspoons of sugar. Stir, baste, chop, mince. I feel like I'm someone's slave. Cook is ordering me around like I'm some sort of servant. I'm sick of it, I tell you.
So don't follow... Oh, never mind.
You almost did it again, didn't you? Wherever I go, wherever I look, I'm being told what to do. Walk, don't walk. In case a fire, break glass. What if I don't want to break glass? What are you breaking glass for, anyway? Shouldn't you be trying to put out the fire?
Break glass, pull handle.
Shouldn't it be in case of fire, get water?
What do you care? You don't want to be told what to do anyway.
That's right. The only one who should be telling me what to do is God.
Does he?
He did with the Ten Commandments. But what's this drink Coke business? Wherever I go, it says drink Coke. What are they trying to stick in an 11th commandment here? Don't steal, honor thy mother and father. Don't kill and drink Coke?
Yes, Coca-Cola spends billions of dollars every year to have you believe there's an 11th commandment.
Well, then I'll be going the other way when I die, because I ain't drinking Coke!
Oh, stop.
There you go again, telling me what to do!
Okay, don't stop.
Stop telling me what to do!
Wait a second, now you're telling me what to do.
Ooh, well, I don't want to do that.
So I can tell you what to do.
This is a conundrum.
What kind of drum?
A conundrum.
Where's the symbol?
Right here. Peace, man.
Ah, a peace symbol.
A peace? No, it's the whole thing.
The whole drum set.
It's not drums, it's a cello.
Well, cello has to set before you eat it.
I think we're getting off the subject here.
So?
We'll get back to the subject.
There you go, telling me what to do again.
How did this become about you?
No one likes to be told what to do.
We're in agreement.
So slap me 5.
Yeah, you're ordering me around again.
Come on, slap me 5.
Okay.
Backhand side.
There we go.
In the hole.
Gotcha.
You got soul.
Ooh.
Here comes Uncle Jesse riding across the field with his horse and buggy, buggy on the wheels. Gone, girl, shaky, shaky, gone, boy, shake that thing. If you want a fella, I'll tell you what to do. Get some salt and pepper, put it in your shoe. Gone, girl, shaky, shaky, gone, boy, shake that thing. Now this is a game little children used to sing and play a long time ago. First they'd join hands and form a big circle, and then skip to the rhythm of the tune. Now when they got to the part that said, gone girl, shaky shake, gone boy, shake that thing, they'd put the hands on the hip and let the backbone slip. Then shake to the east, shake to the west, shake to the very one they thought they loved the best. Possum up her cemetery, Bessie on the ground. Bessie told a possum, throw persimmons down. Gone girl, shaky, shaky, gone girl, shake that thing. I don't want no
there's no water. Give me a glass to drink wine. Roll 'em, turn 'em over. Give me a glass to drink wine. Give me a glass to drink wine. Give me a glass to drink wine.
Alice McGill. What a nice voice on that, huh? Flying Africans is the name of that album on Earwig. She tells a lot of stories. African stories, I suppose. Yeah. Okay, it is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. I've been talking to Harry here. So, did you clean the house the way I asked you to?
Well, at least you're asking me and not telling me.
So, did you clean the house the way I asked you to?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Well, I'm tired of you telling me what to do, and I'm tired of being your servant. I'm tired of always doing things for you. From now on, I'm sitting right here. I'm never moving again.
Ever?
Yes, forever. I'm not going to budge ever.
Ever?
Ever!
What if you have to go to the bathroom?
Well, fortunately for you, I don't go to the bathroom. I'm a dummy. If I did, I'd be doing it right here.
What about food? You gotta eat.
No, I don't. I'm a puppet.
What about school? You go to school.
I'll get a tutor. She'll come here and tutor me every day.
What if you get sick and you need a doctor?
They'll make a house call.
Good luck. What if it's more serious? What if you need an operation?
They can bring the surgeons right here. They can tilt the chair back to the operation.
What about the party you were going to have next week? You were going ice skating with all your friends.
They can bring in a hose, douse the floor, turn off the heat and freeze it. Then while everyone skates around me, I'll move my feet like so.
All right, what about visiting your grandma in the city? She'd be so sad if she knew you'd never see her again.
Well, carpenters can bring the buildings up here with my grandma in it, so she doesn't have to leave her house, and I don't have to get up. They'll build her apartment around me, so I'm visiting her in her living room.
What if they tear this building down eventually? Maybe not this year, but in 10 years or so, huh?
I'll still be here. I'll be sitting here in the middle of the rubble. I'm not moving from this spot.
I hate to say this, Harry, but you are moving right now.
No, I'm not. See, I'm totally still.
But the Earth is rotating, isn't it? That means you're moving.
Oh, no, you're right. I gotta stop the Earth from turning.
But even if you stop the Earth from turning, it still goes around the sun.
I'll stop the sun.
And the whole galaxy is moving.
I'll stop the galaxy.
It's a tall order.
It's my only hope, Steve. I've gotta stay in this one spot.
Why aren't you ever gonna move again?
Because, I forget. Oh, never mind. I think I'll go out and play ball.
After you clean the house.
Darn!
Mark.
James Taylor and Carly Simon.
Knock on Wood is produced at the Knock on Wood Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show is written and produced by me, Steve Charney. Today's episode was also written with Kelly Kenyon. SteveCharney.com has lots of videos of Harry and myself, as well as jokes, an email address, a sales page with CDs, DVDs, and books, info about our live stage shows, and lots more. And there are two ways that you can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs. If you visit WGXC.org, click on Archives, and type in Knock on Wood, you can listen to previous programs. Or you can go to iTunes, type in my name, and download the podcasts. Okay, bye-bye, everyone.
That you can never quite recall.
Now let me see.
And you see Laura on the train that is passing through.
Roma Seltzer, Roma Seltzer, Roma Seltzer.
Those eyes, how familiar they seem.